with a short poem that my guess is that you'll recognize. Two roads diverged in a yellow wood, and sorry I could not travel both, and be one traveler long I stood and looked down one as far as I could to where it bent in the undergrowth. Then took the other as just as fair and having perhaps the better claim because it was grassy and wanted wear, though as for that the passing there had worn them really about the same. And both that morning equally lay in leaves no step had trodden black. Oh, I kept the first for another day, yet knowing how way leads on to way, I doubted if I should ever come back. I shall be telling this with a sigh, somewhere ages and ages hence, two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one last less traveled by, and that has made all the difference. Likely many of us are familiar with that great poem by Robert Frost, The Road Not Taken. It's about choices, isn't it? Choices we have in life of which way we will walk, what road we will take, what path we will choose for our life. Do we choose the one that is well-worn, the path of least resistance, the path that we can see the farthest down? Or do we take the road less traveled, the one with less definition, the one where the road is made literally by the walking of it? The choice, of course, is complex but simple at the same time. To walk the lesser-known path, the often harder path, puts us in a better place for new growth. When we confront the mysteries and the mysterious paths of life, we have a better chance of seeing the difference. Same is true with our spiritual lives. As we reflect on this story of Jesus and his final walk as a human here on earth, there are many points along the journey where he could have easily switched his path, could he not? How easy would it have been for the Lord to tap out at any moment, to stay working in his parents' carpentry shop, to let the devil have the earth in the great temptation, to let his captors have it at his trial, to demand a transfer back to heaven, to come down off that cross with something matching Game of Thrones rage and destruction? The reality is that all these paths were possible for our Lord. But instead, he stayed on a road that few chose. The road of suffering, of humiliation and death. Did he do it like Frost suggests, to learn some lessons in life, to change his own personal course forever? No. He did it for you and for me. Because the road less traveled is the road that makes a blind man see, a possessed woman free, a lost son found, and a thief on a cross promised paradise at the end of his earthly road. The road less traveled is the road that brings hope, courage, growth, and grace. The road less traveled is the road that calls us to swim against the stream, to speak up for the voiceless, to serve others above service of ourselves. The road less traveled is Jesus' road, and it is meant to be our road. In this night together, we've reflected on things that are not easy to reflect on. Jesus betrayed by his friends, abandoned, condemned, mocked, and killed. It's a hard road to walk, partly because of the contrast between human brutality and Jesus' purity, but also because at times we find ourselves culpable of maybe the very same things. Instead of choosing the harder path of forgiveness and inclusion and identifying with those in the suffering, we skirt our way out of it, we hold a grudge, and we make others the scapegoat for our sins. But as followers of Christ, we continue to try to walk it anyways, both in our shortcomings and in our hope, because the road Jesus walked, the road of love and grace, is the road that we know will make a difference. Somewhere ages and ages hence, two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by, and that has made all the difference. And friends, it is on this road with Jesus, on this path to the cross and to the empty tomb, that we might find hope and courage to walk in the path of Jesus. And when we do, and when you do, may you find the road that leads to life. Amen.